Proclamation number 6462, dated the January 27th, 1956. Effect of misguided teachings in the beyond. Many incorrect thoughts were imparted to humanity which, however, has been people's own fault or the powers of darkness could not have caused such devastating work. With a bit of thought people could have recognized that they were not given the truth, but they neglected to do this and thoughtlessly accepted everything. These misguided teachings are now so entrenched in human thought that it is difficult to expel them. But the danger rests in the fact that ever more misguided teachings will emerge from this era. No spiritual progress can be achieved, neither on earth nor in the kingdom of the beyond, as long as such misguided teachings are not corrected and thus rendered harmless, which can only be done by imparting the pure truth again. But it is difficult to correct every single doctrine, because the understanding of it requires a clear description of the divine plan of love and salvation, which will subsequently prove the futility of such wrong teachings, so that every error becomes evident if a person genuinely wants to know the truth. When a soul enters the spiritual kingdom fraught with erroneous thoughts, it will continue to exist with its misconceptions and will never achieve spiritual progress. It will hardly accept the truth, and it is far more difficult to guide someone who deems himself knowledgeable into truth than someone completely ignorant, who is more willing to accept being taught, who thus is willing to accept the truth. The former will only start to think when they are feeling dissatisfied and are permanently living in darkness or in very faint twilight, providing they are not hostile, but it will not give them a sense of happiness. Then they will start to ponder the false promises which they had held onto on earth as sacred gospel. In order to encourage such souls to reflect on and accept the truth, they often have to spend a very long time in disagreeable spheres, so that they will remember the misguided teachings, follow them and still not experience an improvement of their situation. Only then will they begin to doubt, and only then can they be approached by the bearers of truth who will slowly help them to change their way of thinking. But it often takes a long time before the truth begins to dawn on the soul. Consequently, one of the most important tasks by the laborers in the Lord's vineyard is to take action against error and falsehood on earth already and to make people aware that they are wasting their time. Even if they don't believe it, they will remember these warnings sooner when they pass away from this earth, which results in faster understanding in the kingdom of the beyond. Time and again people should be reminded that everything they comply with is futile unless they give priority to the commandment of love for God and one's neighbor. Their attention should be quite candidly drawn to the misguided teachings, and there are many of them. They should be reminded that God only asks people to love in order to be able to admit them into His kingdom, that without love everything else is worthless for the soul. And even if it incenses people, their souls will thank you one day when they've left their earthly cover. And when they find themselves in a poor and inadequate state and cannot explain it, they will remember your advice and in view of their state also realize the truth. Then they will be grateful when the truth is given to them, because only this can help them to ascend. Only through truth can they achieve beatitude. Amen.